On what was expected to be his sentencing date Thursday morning, a local contractor charged with numerous counts of fraud said he wants his previous plea of guilt struck from the record. Although Scott Iceman pleaded guilty to 7 of 13 charges at the Orillia Courthouse on January 11, with sentencing scheduled for today, he told the court on Thursday there were so many issues with the previous statement of facts and that perception issues with the facts contributed to his previous guilty plea. The Brecon-based contractor allegedly collected more than $300,000 in payment from a variety of clients in the Simcoe County and Muskoka area, dating back to 2017, and either failed to complete the projects or never delivered the promised work. Prior to the proceedings, the visibly distressed Iceman sat in the courtroom aisle with a supporter, who identified himself to a reporter as Iceman's boss, whispering aloud to the accused that he's got his back, and that these people are beneath us. Shortly after proceedings began, defense lawyer Emily Dyer notified the court she will no longer represent Iceman, asking to be removed from the case, due to a breakdown in the solicitor-client relationship, stating it would be impossible for her to proceed. Iceman told the court he has spoken with several lawyers in recent days, and he plans to return to court with new representation on February 13. Iceman said his perception issues stemmed from a difference in his understanding of facts when he read them, versus when they were spoken in court on January 11. He cited the facts relating to Hal Gabber, from whom he had collected $125,000 to tear down a structure on Gabber's Oro Medonte property and construct a new home. Iceman collected payment in three installments between 2019 and 2020, but never began the work. When I physically heard the facts in the court, there were so many issues. I cannot accept the plea, Iceman told the court. I was suffering from severe depression, distorted thoughts, not sleeping properly. Iceman also stressed he was not intentionally doing this to waste any court time. Crown attorney Neil Riley spoke strongly against the notion of striking Iceman's previous guilty plea. He had the benefit of counsel. There's absolutely no basis to strike the plea, he said. Justice A.M. Nichols did not provide a ruling on Iceman's request to strike the plea at court on Thursday. As proceedings unfolded, six of Iceman's alleged victims looked on and shook their heads as things unfolded. Are you f kidding me? Exclaimed Liz Saunders after the proceedings. She claims she paid Iceman $59,000 for work on her cottage that was never completed. It's shown one thing and one thing only to this guy. That profits from crime outweigh the consequences of accountability, and he's still not listening to accountability. It's still going on, said Kim Burt. My fear is, 2 years down the line, when this guy walks, he goes right in and starts another business that does the same thing over and over. Iceman, who was previously convicted of fraud in 2014, said he wants to make it right for everyone involved following Thursday's proceedings. Since 2017, I have been trying to figure out a way to make this right for these people. I haven't said anything up to this time, because I was told not to. This is eating at my soul, at my core, and this is wrong, and it needs to be set right, he said. You know, at the end of the day, if they want me to do time, that's fine. I accept that. I understand that, but I want to get these people paid. I just want to make it right.